systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Wednesday, May 19th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you so much for being with us, episode number 350.
Woo!
Fuck yeah, 350 motherfucking episodes, which either says we're just that fucking awesome or we're just that fucking bored to dedicate finances, time. I've probably wasted more time doing the jam hole than I have watching shitty movies. Which is good. That's a good thing.
Actually, I think I've spent more time watching shitty movies.
Nah, you're right. Probably. There's a lot of shitty movies.
I've watched a lot of movies.
I've watched them all. And they are shitty.
Obviously not, because you haven't watched Tank Girl.
Okay, well, I've watched almost all of them. All
right, well, you need to watch that one to broaden your horizons
a
little. So,
yeah, this is episode 350.
Motherfucking 50.
I made about 350. It's 350. That's so awesome, man. I was thinking.
100 episodes ago, we were doing a live show at Anna's.
That's
with
right.
All of our awesome fans.
And quite a few of you in the chat here and that listen were actually here for that. It doesn't seem like 100 episodes ago.
No.
That's just crazy. Like, when I think back to when we started this, it doesn't seem like 350 times we've done this.
I've been doing this for, what? God.
A while.
Over
a year, because we've been together for over a year. So
I've been doing... I was on the show, episode 151.
We need someone to do stats for us. Give me some quick stats.
And I
believe how many hours
that
have we talked for?
I started completely being on the show around 200.
The Jamhole Cat finally has a Ustream account, and she says, I've been with you for every one, and I get no credit. I will give you credit when you stop trying to sabotage my fucking show.
And when you actually eat the bugs that you find.
And when you get a job and stop asking me to feed you.
Or kill it.
You and Dana. Both of you.
Hey.
That's cool.
I do cool things.
But, yeah, you can give us a call live, 406-204-4687, if you want to say hi. We got some messages we'll play here in a little bit. Awesome stuff. I'm very excited. This is phenomenal. There's been a lot of stuff that when I first started this show, I wanted to do, and I've done almost all of them. Interview Tim Henson, got to do that. Interview Keith Malley, Keith and the Girl, got to do that. Get Keith Malley pissed off at me. Got to do that.
Did that.
Yeah. We're just racking them off.
So for episode 150, I remember what you were doing.
What were we doing then?
Getting wasted.
Yeah?
Yeah. You and Braden split a bottle of something and we're doing shots and just going nuts. I was here for that. I was here for that horrible mess of a show because you were wasted after about three shots.
I do that. I can take bong hits, like, from now till kingdom come. I'm cool. Like, hey, it's time to go to work. All right, I'll do that. Drinking? Totally different story.
See?
Totally
I'm exactly the same, just opposite. I could be straight up chilling and taking shots all day.
Red Fox.
A hit of weed, and I'm out.
Red Fox says, you did that for 300, too. Yeah, we probably did that for like $299, $298. It was after the cruise when me and Odie got back and we started just drinking whiskey every episode for a while. I don't know why.
Ugh.
I don't know what was like.
Whiskey is disgusting.
It's all I can tolerate though because
I don't understand.
Odie instilled in my mind that if it's clear, it's queer. And I'm not gay.
Well,
so I just
drink like BV or Captain Morgan. It goes down so much smoother
than
whiskey.
None of it goes down smooth.
Smoother than whiskey.
No, it all tastes like isopropyl alcohol to me, so it doesn't even fucking matter. It's like I got a chemistry set or
something.
Well,
if you mix it, it's way better, too. Like, a rum and coke tastes like a fucking cherry coke.
Ham says, have you ever done a show completely sober, Matt? I start off the shows completely sober for the most part.
And then in the middle, you just get fried.
Well, yeah, then I start smoking and shit.
Now, completely sober, do you mean not even on Suboxone?
Oh, yeah, that just would never happen for now. I know, I'm getting better, though. I'm, like, trying to, because it's kind of expensive, so I'm trying to, like, get to where, you know, I don't need it at all. So I'm supposed to take, you know, a pill a day, and I usually cut them in half, take half in the morning, half at night. Uh-huh. For the last, like, week and a half, I've just been taking half a pill a day, just in the morning, and skipping it at night.
Huh.
But granted, I've been, you know, substituting a lot of pot for that other half a pill.
So do you think you could finally wean yourself off
of
the Suboxone?
I'm not making any promises, but yeah, I'm definitely trying, because it's expensive.
Good.
And I was thinking about it the other day, and it's like, I don't want to
be on it for the rest of your life.
Exactly. And there was a time where I was just grateful to have another option besides blowing my fucking brains out or robbing pharmacies.
Because I remember at one point you said that if I don't have this, I will kill myself.
After a couple days, if I don't take it, like if I just stop taking it, by Friday's show, I would be a fucking mess on the floor, like just crying.
And I would
probably
have to jam a Suboxone down your throat. Swallow this!
Preferably, but yeah.
God.
You know, not for the pleasure, just so it kicks in quicker.
I think I might have mentioned this on the show before.
Just so we're clear about
that. I tried to take one of your Suboxones once, and
yeah,
it made me
stealing
puke
my
brains out.
Quit stealing my legal drugs,
well,
by
like,
the way.
I cut it in half.
By the way.
And I took half, and I waited like 20, 30 minutes, and nothing happened. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to take the other half. And I did, and then like an hour later, I was like, oh, I'm going to puke.
But yeah, I don't know if it's because of the weed that it's, you know, made me just not need that other half. Because usually I start feeling like nasty sweats towards the end of the night if I forget to take it. But since I've been smoking this weed, like I haven't felt that at all. So I've just kind of been chilling. Yes, okay. Caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Hello.
It's Red Fox.
What up, G? What's going on, Red Fox?
I just want to be the first to thank you for this episode.
Hey, well, let me be
You're
the first.
Welcome.
Let me be the first
Bullshit.
To thank you for thanking us.
Fuck you.
Fuck us. So how long have you been a listener, Red Fox? When did you start listening?
I forget the number, but it was the one after Aussie Palooza.
Oh, really? That was... Okay, cool.
That was still with me, so... Well,
it's
me,
funny,
you, and
like,
Brayden.
Through the years, when we first started, you know, we had some pretty hardcore fans, like the Bloodner and 26. And, like, it's kind of weird throughout the years to watch the people come and go. And, like, people will give themselves, you know, like, names for us. You know, like, someone will come in and do something, and then from now on, they'll be known as that. Until they go away, they fade out, and then, like, another person will come in to take their place or something. Like, it's weird how it kind of ebbs and flows like that. Like, now Red Fox is our geek.
He's our anime geek.
Our anime
okay?
geek. Our anime geek correspondent. So how's life? How's school?
It's going all right. I'm done now for the semester.
Nice. Are you a doctor yet?
No.
No? What the fuck?
That's bullshit, dude.
I figured you'd be like dean of admissions by now.
Yeah, I should be.
You fucking should be. I know a guy. We'll pull some strings.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening
long. I love that picture of you in that shirt,
oh,
by
yeah,
the way.
Dude.
That's
that was
awesome.
So hot, standing next to
the
fucking
oh,
Full Metal.
The Brotherhood picture, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. We have one more shirt left, and then we're going to start working on getting some new designs and some new styles and all that stuff. We have many styles. Some of those I'd like to put T-shirts on. So, yeah, it'll
jam
be good.
Jammy?
Fucking A.
Let's do jam hole jammies.
Snuggies?
I need some of those.
We'll do them all.
Not
thongs?
Snuggies. No snuggies.
Fuck yeah. Strap-ons?
Lingerie.
Jam hole strap-ons? Hemp lingerie.
Jam hole pointing for the nipples? Oh,
that'd be awesome. Like the Ren and Stimpy nipple covers?
Oh, God.
That'd be so great. All right. Well, thanks for the call, Red Fox.
Yep. No problem.
All right. Holla back.
Bye.
Nolly's on Dead says jam hole anal beads.
Fucking A. There's
with
so
our
many,
faces on the balls.
That catalog has over 1,000 products that we could put our shit on. It's just, you know, do we
I
want it
I will be
or
going
not?
Through that and circling shit and being like, we want this,
yes.
We want this, and we want this.
That'd be awesome.
Dog tagging, dog earing each fucking
Oh, real
page.
Quick.
What?
How would you rate that last call?
I would rate
average?
It. Yeah.
It
average.
Was good, but, I mean, was it great? I don't feel it was really exceptional.
I'm going to say average.
Average.
Okay.
If he was like, Danny, I'm donating $100, I would say great.
Okay. Yeah. Is that the criteria?
That's
for
the criteria.
A good phone call?
Yeah, hey, thanks for 350 episodes. Here's $100. Someone should do that.
I feel guilty that you guys spend so much of your own time, money, and blood, and sweat, and tears, and semen doing this.
And vaginal.
I'm
going to
give you $1 an episode. No, I'm going to skip the first 10, because let's be honest, you should have paid me for the hose. But, you know, from, let's say, 11, 19 to 19, you know, we'll start around there. I'm going to give you $1 per episode. I think that's fair.
I think that's fair, too.
Sounds good.
So who's going to be the first to do that?
We will be switching over to a subscription-based show. No, see, that was a lie. I mean, a joke. I mean, fuck. Now I'm confused.
I'm so confused.
What's real?
I don't even know anymore.
Okay.
Are the race real? Because they're getting kind of real.
Well, you want to talk about this real quick?
Sure.
All right. So it was brought to our attention the other day that, well, I don't know. Do you just want to say it?
Well, it was brought to our attention that a certain podcast that we have previous problems with.
No, friends. We're friends with them. We
no,
were.
No, we're not. We were. We are no longer friends.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately. But it was brought to our attention that an unnamed podcast had some words about us, about our show.
How awesome we are?
No, about how we
How we're doing
lying.
A good job? Oh, we're lying?
Right.
Oh.
And
did you start off the show with your right hand on the Bible swearing
I swear
I tell the truth?
No.
Okay.
They were upset about the whole, you know, oh, we're breaking up and then, haha, it's a joke.
Okay, can I say something real quick?
What?
The only people that should have been upset about that...
was us!
Well, no, besides us, are the people who only listen to the show hoping that we break up and fail miserably and crash and burn.
Right, right. Which now, I think this said podcast, or this unnamed podcast, was kind of hoping for that.
Well, I mean, wipe out the competition, right? Not sure. That it's a fucking... Is this a competition? Because it shouldn't be. Because there's enough fucking people with enough hours in their day to fill that, you know, we can all listen to everything. We do, right?
Right.
I mean, I listen to 100 fucking shows.
Right,
all
but
the time.
Some harsh words were said on.
Was it really harsh?
Unnamed
or was it...
show. Yeah, I was a little peeved.
Okay, well,
because
go ahead.
I do believe that I was still in good standings with this podcast, and I have never said anything harmful about these guys.
Right.
I still appreciate what they've done for the podcasting community.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they have a big contribution to all of us.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's great, and it's awesome that they're still putting out episodes. It's really cool for them to have come this far. But the competitive nature of it doesn't need to happen.
Is it like, it's like the hip-hop game here. Like, everyone's, like, trying to fuck each other. Meanwhile, nobody's really doing anything that great. I mean, Grant, this podcast is doing great things, but you shouldn't feel like that, you know?
Right.
Like, we should all
we
be
should
friends.
All be
okay,
friends.
I made a fucking couple bad jokes. You misinterpreted them, and now you hate us, which is cool. Whatever, hate away. But, like, to bring it up, at, you know, again and
right.
every now and then,
the,
I mean,
the thing is it was a personal
come
issue
on.
Between you and the host of that podcast.
Right.
Okay?
And I just...
And that's the way it should have stayed.
I just want to say, for the record, we've made jokes like that before, and it was received well, and we all had a good laugh, and everything was fine.
Right.
So I go and do it again, and now all of a sudden, like, you want her to talk to my dad? Do you know what that would do to us? Oh, my God. Like, really, dude? Do I really want her to talk to your fucking dad? Really? Come on. Let's be real here.
Anyway, so this time, they were upset because we said, oh, we're breaking up, we're having issues, yada, yada, yada. And then we said, haha, we fooled you.
Right.
Well, you know, I can understand a few of our fans were a little upset about it, but
honestly, the real fans, the people that listen to the show, know what was going on.
Right.
They know that that was a for real thing and that we were just joking around being
and
like, ah, pretty good
it.
Skit to see if people would be like, really? And some of you really believe that that was joking. So it was like, it was kind of a double-sided thing to where it's like, well,
I thought it was a cool idea.
I thought it was
just
funny.
To
it was for
liven
fun.
It up and be happy again.
Yeah, because if you can't,
you know,
laugh at shit like that,
I wanted,
like,
to joke about it
go
again
kill
because
yourself.
I was sick of the whole thing going on. So, yes, We do have problems. Everybody has problems.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, we wanted to joke about the next episode and tell you all it was a fucking
and
skit.
And I want to say, like, his big thing is lying. Like, everyone's lying and stuff. Like, didn't you guys make a prank call CD? Was that all true, or were you lying to the people that you were calling? Like, is that okay? But certain lying's not. Like, what's the line, you know? Do you like the Onion radio news? Because I'll tell you something, those are all made up. Like, well, they're lying to you, but it's a joke. So, do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
When is it cool and when is it not? So, we take our big breakup fight and then turn it into, like, haha, we were totally kidding, acting. She was really fucking crying, and you guys were like, wow, you were really kidding. Like, no, we fucking weren't. But it was funny to approach it like that. And
if
then
I
you're sitting there listening,
well,
hoping for a breakup, and then we're like, ha, we were kidding, and you get pissed about that. Well, then that's kind of your fault, you know?
If I could act that well, I'd be a movie star. So
I know.
Whatever.
I mean, come on. Let's be real here.
What I'm kind of upset about is the co-host, which you all know who I'm talking about. I don't have to say her fucking name. But, she said some pretty hurtful fucking words, and I was a little upset about
it.
I was a little burned, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I just kind of, I don't know, I kind of sloughed it off.
She said, if you're going to have a show, have talent to have a show.
Right. Well, I agree. There's a lot of shit shows out there. I mean, come on.
But if we've made it this far, and we still have fans, even though you have dissed us many times on your show, and we still have fans.
Right.
That we have got to have some kind of a talent to have a show. And we have dedication to keep it going, too.
Right.
So you have to give us our fucking due there.
A lot of shows fail because of that.
Right.
Even if they have listeners or whatever, they just lose interest. Like, we've kept it going through a lot of shit that would have stopped any other show. You know, the money thing, for one. Like,
yeah.
It's an expensive hobby, for sure. Losing a co-host, fucking losing the first co-host, like the first 5 episodes. That if we would have just been like, fuck it, you know, this would never happen. But
they need to acknowledge the fact and give us credit where credit is due. Okay,
well,
yeah, you have a problem
with
the host of the show, and I understand that. But you're supposed to, you know, from what I thought, we were still in good standings personally, and I've asked the host of unnamed podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I've asked him, I said, you know, keep me out of this and keep my show out of this. This is also my show. When you diss the show, you're dissing me also. And it's not cool to me.
Red Fox says, like Josh said, you guys are polarizing. Some people like you, some people hate you. Many of my friends hate when I turn you guys on, and some love it. Yeah,
right.
That's just how it is.
But your friends also don't have a following of a fucking giant number either.
Right, right.
And they're not hearing, oh, fuck the jam hole, fuck this guy and his lies,
fuck us.
You know?
I agree, fuck us.
That's
we are
fine,
assholes.
But dude, you know, I don't talk shit about y'all on our show because I don't like the competitive nature and I don't feel that to be necessary in this podcast game.
Well,
okay?
Life is a competition, but yeah, I agree that it shouldn't be to that point, but people like that kind of shit. They're like, my two favorite podcasts are beefing. This is awesome. You know, it's like, well, I guess, but is it really?
It's
like, would you guys want to see a knife fight? Would you guys want to see a rap battle? I mean, okay, rap battle. That'd be kind of cool. I would rap battle.
Because
him.
When they diss the jam hole, I get kind of a little peeved because I am the
That's
jam
right.
hole. And it bugs me. And I know on a personal level, they have no qualms with me. But they have qualms with my show. I
right.
am a part of this, and it's me.
It's weird, too, to me that, like, on the cruise and stuff like that, everything was cool, and, you know, after that it was cool. Maybe it was a little rocky up to that point because I wasn't sure how to approach them or whatever, you know? And then I thought everything was cool, but then to hear them be like, we never liked him anyway. Fuck him. And it's like,
yeah.
Well, really? Because you guys were pretty nice. And, you know, we've hung out and this and that.
Well,
and we've come to your birthday party across the fucking country, which I get. Other people fly across the fucking world to see it. And that's fine. But
and you know what?
Just to turn around after that and be like, I never liked them. Like, come on. You liked us a little bit. Let's be honest here.
Well, in all honesty,
you liked my rap CD.
He said he was done with us.
Right.
Done.
What's that mean?
Never, I thought he wasn't going to listen anymore. He wasn't going to say anything about us anymore. Because, you know what, in his mind, giving us bad publicity is still publicity. And it is true.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Because it makes people curious and they come listen anyway.
Right.
But he said he was done. Because he was tired of it, didn't want anything to do with us anymore,
but
especially
me,
you.
Let me put it this way. If if the tides were turned and somebody was like, you were like, I'm done with them, and then you hear that they're breaking up, like, you would want to go hear that, right? I would. And that's just our human nature attracted to drama.
Do you think maybe they're upset but because we didn't break up?
I think so. I think a little bit.
A little bit. Oh, and I'm not 21, by the way. I'm 20 fucking 4.
I am almost 30, though.
So. Yes, he is almost 30. Yeah, we have a 6-year, like a 5-and-some-year gap.
Still no talent, though.
But I do know how to speak my own fucking words and represent myself well. When I'm very upset like that, no, I can't articulate. Because if I do, I'm going to scream and bite his fucking head off. And I didn't want to do that on air because I'm not that type of a person.
Right, and I thank you for that.
It's the same situation when I work. When I'm pissed, I'm fucking quiet. I am super quiet.
Those are the people you need to really watch out for.
Yeah, and that, you know, if I wasn't that way, I would have been fired 3 times as many more times as
I have been.
Okay. I have a wide variety of things to say in my mind, okay? Don't misjudge me and think that I can't represent myself because I'm young and I don't have a mind for
you
my
don't
own
know
yet.
Any better, and I completely manipulate you. But you know what? I wouldn't do it if you weren't so fucking easy to manipulate.
Well, see, that was one of the worst things to me, is she made it sound like I was young and dumb and couldn't defend myself.
And that's not the case.
That's
like,
not the
on.
Case. Have you listened to any of our past fucking shows?
No, just the breakup one.
Oh, okay. But seriously, that's... You should apologize.
That's right. You owe her an apology.
You owe me
I don't
apology.
Give a fuck. But
because
her.
I still like you guys. I have no qualms with you guys. But you guys burn me. I know you guys don't like Matt. But you guys burn me.
Do I need to rap battle him for your honor? Because I will. I will write a diss song for him to save your honor.
No,
is that what
I
needs
don't
to happen?
Think so. I don't
I'll write
so.
A rap song. You can write 2 minutes of stand-up. We'll meet at the saloon at 3:00. And we'll see how it plays out.
Okay. But, yeah. So, I don't have a problem with you guys. You guys are fine. Just stop dissing me in the show. Because they're one and the same.
That's right. And when you diss me, you diss yourself. That's what Dr. Dre said.
I would appreciate an apology. Thank you.
All right. Well, just felt that that needed to be said, I guess. So.
And you know who you are.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
That's right.
So, moving on.
Oh, fuck. Well, moving on.
I said that already.
Did you hear that Bangkok is burning? Bangkok is actually on fire right now. It's burning down.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, Bangkok is burning.
Oh, my God!
I know! Where are all of the old, middle-aged to older rich white men going to go to have sex with young Asian boys? Now what? Now where do you go? Australia? There's no Asians there. Come on.
Go to somewhere. I don't know.
Wait. Where are they taking all of the people that were in Bangkok? We'll just go there, right? But yeah, I guess it's getting pretty crazy there. There's a bunch of Thai troops. They went into a downtown protest camp, ending a 5-week rally. But they failed.
Wait. Sandy Cheek says, church? Take them to church.
Oh, goodness. That's,
they might not be Asian, but who the hell cares?
That's fine. Whatever. What the fuck? Wow, Sandy. Really? Wow, that's impressive. Definitely. But yeah, they failed to stop violent unrest spreading around the capital as a nighttime curfew was declared. Leaders of the red shirt protesters, who draw support from rural working class followers, surrendered to police in the early afternoon when it became clear after a dawn of assault that troops using armored personnel carriers and helicopters had taken control of the city. The leaders told the crowd from a stage under an elevated train line that they were surrendering to avert further bloodshed. The announcement drew boos from some red shirts, though others held aloft photos of the leaders as they sat on the road. But as the rally wound down, nearby department stores were set ablaze, part of a wave of arson attacks that have gathered pace in recent days. That's got to be crazy to like you save up and you go on your vacation. You're like, I'm going to Bangkok. Everyone's told me how awesome. And you get there and it's just
boys.
Like on fire and shit. Like, wow, dude, was that.
That sucks.
And you know, it's funny every time, you know, like natural disasters happen or some bad shit happens. Priests are like, you're being punished by God. This is the one instance where I would maybe believe them. Like, yeah, you guys were doing some messed up junk. I believe
you deserve this.
If there is a God, you're probably getting, you know, your just desserts there. Authorities said five people died in the takeover of the Red Shirt camp, and an Italian journalist was among the dead. Gunfights erupted around a park where militant Reds were spotted. Troops advanced slowly into the barricaded site, a prime commercial district that once hummed with foreign tourists. Oh, the papers even got jokes. Hummed? Oh, man, that's dirty. but has been turned into a vast squatter camp. Government officials said on state television that the situation was returning to normal. What? Really? What's normal, Bangkok? Please, enlighten us. Cabinet minister described the unrest as anticipated aftershocks and blamed, quote, violent, prone protesters. It's all your fault, right? Right. The clouds of billowing smoke on the horizon and sense of anarchy sowed fear among some residents. The political violence is the deadliest seen in Bangkok in nearly two decades, with more than 50 dead in 6 weeks. In recent days, some neighborhoods have even been evacuated.
Nollies on Dead says, I blame the blacks.
For going to Bangkok?
All of it.
Oh, for all of it.
All of it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, okay.
If you say I blame the blacks, you're blaming them in a hole
sure,
for everything.
Sure, why not? Why not? So I found this. This is moving on from that. I'll put a link to that story in the show notes. You can check out the pictures. It's kind of crazy. Just
sweet.
A big pile of like sticks and tires and like the army on one side and then a bunch of like just people on the other. Like, oh, fuck.
Oh, crap.
But I found this. This is kind of cool. This is five recession-proof jobs. You know, we are in a pretty hefty size recession here, right? Depression,
all right.
Whatever you want to call it. Unemployment rates at a decent high.
Yeah.
The Detroit is pretty much non-existent.
Right.
Having some problems. So,
five.
In these oh-so-tough economic times we face, here's five jobs that will always be there.
All right.
This guy writes, this is from Weirdly Odd. Good blog I enjoy every now and then. He says, recession occurs when rich scumbags of this world stop spending money and the circulation of money decreases. So far, so good.
So far, so good. I follow.
Yeah. If this was a Twitter account, I'd follow it for sure. In recession, there aren't many jobs a person can do. After thinking a lot, we have come up with few jobs which will be best for a person to do in the recession. Number one, what would you think? Like, what would be your... What are some good jobs in the recession? You know, the obvious, right? Whores, drug dealers, any vice-related.
Well, no, I'm going to go ahead and say school bus drivers.
School bus drivers. Interesting.
Yeah, because there's always going to be school. There's always going to be kids that need to get
you
to
hope.
School.
We hope. We hope, right.
I would also say...
Charlie Clown says a nail counter. Absolutely. Someone's got to, you know, be there to count the nails.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, number one is a beggar. That job, no matter what the economy is.
All right, we're talking real jobs here, you fuck.
A beggar. That's a real job. Some of these fools make bank.
We should do that.
There's a picture here. This guy, his sign says, need money for beer, pot, hooker. Hey, at least I'm not bullshitting you. He's got a big old cracked out smile on his face.
Cool.
In recessions, everyone becomes a beggar. Good point. All right.
Okay.
But you can be a literary beggar, but you can literally? He says literary. But you can literary be a beggar. You mean like writing books about begging? I don't know.
I think he meant literally.
Thank you. So you could sit on the road and ask everyone for a penny or two. You can definitely make a living out of it. We're going to do the internet equivalent of being a beggar. Thejamhole.com/donate. Hook it up. If everybody in the chat right now gives us $5, we'll be doing okay. So
yeah.
Just, there's my baby.
Please and thank you.
Number two, security. Security!
So.
You'll always have a need for security.
I suppose.
The big shot will have money no matter if it's recession or no recession. These kinds of guys are always threatened by the idea of being killed or robbed. There
losing
is a great
their money.
Exactly. You have what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of a bitch, so I'm just going to go ahead and take it. Or, you have what I want. I'm the U.S. You're the Middle East. I have tanks, nukes, airplanes. I got all sorts of shit. What do you have? Camels, dirt, and some suicide bombers?
Hey, that's my security detail. You leave them alone.
Leave my camels alone. There's a great chance that you get to be a security personnel for them. Absolutely.
Cool.
Number three, a teacher.
I was close.
You were close
shit.
On that one. In recession, parents don't take their children off the schools. There are always going to be students to teach. Pick up a chair, which is optional because, you know.
See, if there's always going to be students to teach, there will always be bus drivers.
Because
Boom.
Your school may not have chairs or books or
right.
a blackboard. But yeah, pick up a chair and a blackboard and start a school of your own. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
The Jam Hole School of Podcasting.
I could do that.
I could definitely do that.
I can teach you how to talk shit.
I could teach you the technical side of it.
I can teach you how to lie and piss other podcasts off.
I could also help with that.
I could really help with that.
Awesome. Number four, a doctor, of course. Doctor's always in demand, right? Until
Absolutely.
We get some technology that allows us to scan with nanobots and nanotubes and they go in and fix you and that's it. Or
okay.
until we get surrogates. Then that's it.
I don't want to see
That's it
dude.
For real.
I'll become one of those fat, lazy people in a chair just like scratching my fupa
oh,
like,
man.
Ugh.
I would just constantly run around with that electro jolt drug thing and just like.
I'd be rolling up pancakes. Rolling up pancakes, dipping them in a bucket of syrup like.
Like there is no tomorrow. In recession, people are stressed and tense. They will get diseases, which they might not get in normal days, especially if you're desperate and you have.
Because we can't afford to go to a doctor.
Well, I was going to say because we can't afford our normal prostitute, so we go and settle for one off the street, and then we get herpes, and then we need a doctor. Doctors are ones who earn the most in recession, especially heart surgeons, due to the fact that people are more likely to have heart attacks in recession days than in normal days.
Sandy Cheek says selling pot is kind of recession-proof, I think. Actually,
Absolutely.
I think you're right.
Any vice-related disease, cigarettes, those sales are just fine.
Yep.
Prostitutes, drugs, anything like that.
It's still
it's
thriving.
All good. Game console sales, anything that can allow people to check out of their present reality
yeah.
for a half hour or more. You're good. Whether that be via
they will find
drugs,
money for it.
Via arcade games, movies, anything like that. You know, anything that can take people's minds off, podcasts, you know, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It all helps. The next one here, the last one, of course, The Undertaker.
People are always going to die.
Oh, no, I was going to say you get a good wrestling career. People always like wrestling. No, you're right. When doctors fail to save a patient from a life-taking stress or disease, he or she dies and has to be buried. The next best job after a doctor is, of course, the gravedigger. People are going to die, recession or no recession. It is a four-season job. That is true. And that, I don't know, I think that's, I would rather do that than be the doctor if it was a choice. Because it's like, they're already dead. I'm not gonna, you know, fuck anything up.
I don't know.
The
Maybe
doctor
because
has...
I have an addictive personality, I would like to be the doctor just so I could have my hands on all sorts of scripts.
Right, because as soon as that happened, you would still be a doctor, right?
Well, I'd hook up with The Undertaker and...
What? What does The Undertaker have to do with you getting caught stealing pills?
I'm pretty
pills?
Sure he's shady. And what I would do is
right.
have him be my patient.
Right, right.
And
right,
I'd diagnose
okay.
him with all sorts of stuff. And then write him a bunch of scripts and he can give them to me later.
Makes.
And I'll keep pumping out dead guys for him to bury.
That's a good point.
It's a good point. Keep him in business. Keep me in business. Huh. And hi.
Fucking A, dude. You're probably more lucrative than fishing in Florida right now.
I'm smart.
Hey, Florida, how's your oil slick going?
Hey,
I hear it's working its way towards you. Happy
Thank you.
Earth Day.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Well, moving on. Speaking about how, you know, we're in a recession and stuff.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we are. I don't know if you noticed or not.
Oh, no, I
but,
have not noticed
that's
at all.
Why we're broke as fuck. And
it's not like I
barely...
have an
barely paying our bills.
It's not like I'm on unemployment barely. Or anything. And anyway. Not getting money from it at all.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Well, this, I don't know. I don't know about this. This is kind of fucked up. Let's say you have a call center, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to save money, perhaps you're going to start outsourcing to criminals. Which, okay, may not be okay. Give them a job, whatever. Now, what if your profession, what if you were a bank? Should a bank outsource people giving account details to prisoners? Like, this seems like a no-brainer to me, yeah. But apparently not. Britons, B-R-I-T-O-N-S, have grown accustomed to dialing call centers in Bangalore to check their bank details. But what if your bank's back office was an Indian prison and was manned by criminals?
That's not a good idea.
No, wait, what? Feather or dot?
Dot.
Dot, right, okay. In what has been billed as a, quote, unique public-private experiment, an Indian outsourcing company that claims Royal Bank of Scotland and Goldman Sachs as clients is to employ inmates at Chirlapally Central Jail in Hyder, blah, 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 to help process bank paperwork.
You better get the very, very well-behaved now, prisoners.
I'm all about experiments. How about we don't try to conduct experiments with my bank information.
Yeah, please.
Like, just
do
saying.
Do it with rats.
Experimentation is great, and we need to learn things, but let's run a simulation first. Let's not just be like, here's the paperwork, enjoy. And the inmate's like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna make money. Fucking calling up his boys on the outside. Yo, dog, yo, I got another stack of bank numbers for you. Word.
Word.
And then they call back, wondering why they ain't got no fucking money. Your bank outsourced its fucking help to Indian jails, so good luck. About 250 prisoners, both convicts and those awaiting trial, will carry out work for Indian banks and insurance companies. Why the fuck not? It couldn't get any worse, right? I mean, no shit, people in India are eating dirt. You're outsourcing your bank and your fucking insurance companies to jails. Cool, guys. Let me know how that works out for you. Unbelievable.
The Eon says, Matt, that's called the free market.
Giving criminals your bank info, that's the free market? Well, right on. Looks like it's working
well. Well, it's worked
well.
For free. I think that's what he means.
Oh, right. And so cut corners, Valley Bank, and secure your Wi-Fi with WEP. Good. Good. Keep doing that. Oy vey. If I knew that was my bank's security protocols,
I would leave.
I would leave.
Oh, yeah.
I would leave. I would crack the web, allegedly. I would put the key on the internet. Have fun with that.
That's fucked up.
Well, don't try to cut corners. Don't be cheap. And don't leave your fucking password admin or your fucking router login, you dumb fucks.
You should
bank.
You should go to them and be like, hey, I noticed this. Would you like some help securing it?
Why do you even lock up the safe at night? You might as well just leave that wide fucking open, too, while you're at it, and have a sign that's like, hey, come break in. Free. Customer Appreciation Day.
You should, though. Like, go up and be like, hey, I noticed this.
Yeah, you know what
Pay
they say?
Pay me to fix it.
You know what they say?
What?
We spend millions of dollars every year on our security. If it was insecure, we would know about it.
So crack your fucking
and then go to
and
jail.
Crack your,
and then
yeah.
go to jail. Yeah, I'll get right on that. We'll be podcasting from fucking Deer Lodge.
I don't
That'd
know.
Be great.
I don't know.
You can't win with places like that. You just let it be. And know that that is not my bank.
You should, like, call them and be like, hey.
From a payphone?
Yeah.
Does this sound familiar? AFD9051. Or whatever the code is.
Yeah, the teller would be like, huh?
I know.
Again.
What?
Can I speak with your fucking manager, please?
Yeah, forget it. So, 250 prisoners. They are going to carry out work for Indian banks and insurance companies after receiving training in basic tasks such as stealing credit card numbers.
Right.
And stealing people's identities. And,
okay.
And I know, I'm making assumptions because I'm profiling, because they are criminals. But they're also in India, so I think that gives me a point for, you know, being able to say that. But, yeah, they'll be typing application form details into their computers. They will also help to process insurance claims. Oh, I'm sorry,
oh,
your $2 million insurance claim didn't go through. Oh, why was that? Because the application just said, fuck you on it. Huh, that's curious. Why is that? Oh, because the guy processing it was just going to jail for fucking rape and murder of animals and his wife. So... you might not get your insurance money. I'm sorry. I know.
Well, can I speak to that guy? Yeah, no, he already hit the chair yesterday.
Right. I know that's your life and everything, but, you know, we here at the First National Bank of Dirt in India, we take your customer complaints very seriously. So if you could just scribble your message down on a piece of paper and burn it in a fire, Dharma will get us your message through the ether.
What?
He could see no reason why inmates should not carry out work for British banks. No reason at all, head of director guy of Radiant Info Systems. You can see no reason whatsoever we should let inmates work with banks. Let's see. I'll give you one, for instance, maybe because like a quarter of those inmates are in jail for robbing banks. Wow! Come on in, guys. Have a seat. I'll go get you some coffee, and is there anything else I can get for you? Oh, yeah, the bank account information for about half of your customers.
Right.
I'll be right on that. Okay. Like, really? No reason? Wow, dude. Why not? He asks. We believe that about 200 prisoners are already computer literate. Yeah!
Duh.
That's why they're in jail, Brohowski. Oh, my God. This is blowing my mind. We could see no reason for this. Security has been an important issue for India's outsourcing sector, which is often entrusted with highly sensitive information, such as credit card numbers or details of company payrolls. They're saying that we are not going to discriminate because these people are felons. We will select only those who are trustworthy. Not every criminal is very bad. You know, only some of them. If they weren't very bad, you wouldn't have them in jail. You'd have them in society being productive, right?
Right.
There's a reason they're in jail. I mean, usually. Sometimes, okay, maybe the government gets a little out of hand and is like, oh, everyone in jail now. Done.
It's cool when they do things like, you know, cleaning up or like getting out and doing gardening things.
Right.
Like things
because
like that.
Because gardening can't go to the ATM and wipe my fucking bank account.
I'm all for, you know, prisoners. You know,
rehabilitation.
Yeah, rehabilitation.
For
not
sure.
Your like most violent offenders and shit.
Well, right. Those they should be killed.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. The ones on your good behavior list and stuff. It's cool for them to come out in the city and plant a tree, or like come out
right.
and fix the streets, or like
manual
one. It gives them a chance
labor.
To get out and see the fucking sun.
If we're giving
nice.
Them jobs that I personally couldn't go and get, then maybe we need to rethink this.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I'm
Do
saying.
Do the regular, you know. Day labor shit.
McDonald's? I would rather you make my cheeseburgers than deal with my bank account info. Which, granted, if you pay with credit card, they're going to get it anyway.
Actually,
We're all fucked any way you look at it.
I don't trust people with my food either, so...
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, that...
They could actually kill you.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
That way.
So,
I'd rather
know.
You steal my identity than kill me.
I don't think that's a very good idea. I'm all about... you know, getting these guys back to work, I guess. I mean, if we have to keep them alive, do something, but maybe not banks. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we're already wasting billions of tax dollars every year to support them in the prison system as it is. So let's not put them where our money is held, okay? Let's not do that.
Exactly. All right, well, moving on. Do you guys remember a while ago we were talking about the world's oldest sex toy? It was a 30,000-year-old dildo that what are they called? Anthropologist? No, archaeologist. That was the word.
So how do they even know it was a dildo?
Because it looks like a dick.
Did it have vaginal juice on it?
30,000-year-old dried-up pussy cum, yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. And they knew it was an anal dildo, because there was some shit on it.
You're lying.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm joking. Like
God.
The onion, right? The world's oldest sex toy. This is just an update about it. It might have another use, which I thought was kind of interesting. It's more than just a feel-good aid. It doubled as a tool to ignite fires. Come on, baby. Light my fire with your 30,000-year-old dildo.
Wow,
right?
Dude.
Come on, baby.
Nah.
I'm going to light you up with this. Hold on, I got fire. Good. Okay, now, sex. Good. Let's do it. Where has that dildo been? Well, it's
everywhere.
Been over here. The Racy relic was found in a cave in Germany. It's being studied at the University of Tübingen. The find was a rare one since examples of masculinity from that period are unusual to stumble upon, although female-inspired works of art are rather common. The prehistoric phallus, which has marks where it was obviously used for striking against flints, also features carved rings around one polished end. Who's getting horny? Researchers say it's easy to see what it was used for. I mean, duh.
Well, she was hiding it, doubling it as, I start the fire with this.
Right? Fucking Prometheus. That's why he got in trouble.
Right?
It wasn't because he gave him fire. It's because he gave him fire-starting dildos. You know nowadays what that would be?
What?
A dildo with the clap on it.
Ew.
Start a fire, something fierce right here. It burns every time I pee. Do you imagine what that would be like to go through? I've never experienced that.
Yeah.
I would just not pee. Like, doctor, it hurts when I do this. Well, fucking stop doing that, right?
Well,
that old joke. It burns when I pee. I'm just gonna ergo stop peeing. Problem solved.
It's a lot harder than you think.
Well, no shit. For about a day, and then, you know.
I've had, it's burned when I pee before.
Charlie Clown says, those researchers are just perverts who never get laid. They think mummies are ancient form of bondage.
Nice.
Oh,
no, but,
fuck.
Dude, I've had bladder infections do that to women. It
yeah,
burns
that's,
when I pee. When
that's
I do,
because
when that
you don't wipe off the dick after it's been in the anus. And then put it in the pussy. You gotta wipe
sure.
off the shit first.
But
otherwise,
that actually makes it burn when you pee.
You
so.
Think? Yeah.
And it
shit.
Hurts really fucking
that's
bad.
Disgusting shit.
And I don't know why, but the cure is cranberry juice.
Of course. Because it's really good about flushing out your system and helping your kidneys filtrate and all that stuff. Good
I don't
stuff.
Know. I just chug like a gallon of fucking cranberry yep. juice when that happens and it's gone
good,
the next
good
day.
Good for if you maybe need to pass a pee test too. It's better than drinking bleach, I'll tell you that.
Ew, why would you
right?
do that?
Because you want to know if semen really tastes like bleach, because it smells like... Okay.
Anyway.
The scientists pieced together the multitasking...
And it doesn't smell like bleach.
Semen?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
It doesn't... Dude.
Don't make me argue with you about what cum smells like. It's not going to end well for me.
I'm around it enough, okay? It smells... It doesn't smell like bleach.
Yes.
It smells like semen.
Which smells like bleach.
Has a different smell.
Not to me.
You're not around it enough.
Well, maybe I'll have to start being around. No! You tricked me!
You
disgusting I'm not going to be around it more. Unless it's your face around it.
I'll make out
more.
With you with semen on my face and I'll rub it all over your face.
That was pretty hot last night, by the way.
Anyway, go
anyway.
Ahead.
The scientists pieced together a multitasking tool from more than a dozen fragments found in a cave complex linked with the activities not of the Neanderthals, but of modern humans. The sex toy is estimated to be at least 28,000 years old and apparently had been discarded after being broken. That's interesting. If this dildo is 28,000 years old, how is the Earth only about 5 or 6,000 years old?
Oh, you know, because...
That's very interesting.
It's the devil playing tricks.
The devil's dildo.
Yeah, the devil put that there, just like he put the dinosaurs there, too. Okay?
Nice.
Those aren't real.
Sandy Cheek says semen smells weird.
But it doesn't smell like bleach.
It does, too. I swear. Then maybe the bleach I'm using is semen. I don't know. It
you
always
don't even
had
use
that,
bleach.
That chloriney smell to me.
Oh.
I use bleach all the time at work.
Oh.
And it smells like cum to me for some reason.
Stop smelling cum so much.
It's
nasty, disgusting fuck.
Thank you.
And it doesn't smell like bleach.
There's no evidence as to semen smelling like bleach, according to Dana, but she is completely wrong. Quote, jealous boyfriend, frustrated spinster, the secret may be safe with early cave dwellers. So pretty cool-looking dildo, I guess.
Can I? Is it there?
In the scheme of dildos.
Is there a picture of it?
Yes. All of the live listeners can see what the dildo looks like in the chat.
Oh, yay.
So, moving on, I got a story for you. This comes out of a big, giant name of a word that I'm not even going to try and spell. Also, funny enough,
okay,
from India. In a freak mishap, a 1.5-month-old baby died when a coconut fell on her head during a religious ceremony at her home in Thiruvananthapuram near there. You take a branch from the coconut and then kill the baby. How's that song go? You pull a branch from the coconut. How's that song go?
You mean put the lime in the coconut?
Put a lime in the coconut and then drop it on a baby. That's how it goes, right? You pull a lime in the coconut and drop it on the baby. Right?
No.
What song am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Let's Kill the Baby with a Coconut.
Right.
Right.
Who's that by? That's not Jimmy Buffet?
That's by...
Jimmy All You Can Eat Buffet? Come on.
Whoa.
The child, Gori Nandana, Dundada, my little Dundada boy, was lying on her mother's lap in an open space in front of their home when the coconut fell on her head, man. The child was rushed to a nearby hospital until they remembered, fuck, we're in India, and there are no hospitals.
Right.
Then she succumbed to her injuries. The small cottage that was filled with joy soon plunged into grief after they realized that was their last coconut.
Well, stop having religious weird ceremonies, okay?
Yeah, you think? All right. You remember the other day we were talking about all of these people in China just going buck wild with the beaver cleaver. Just
right.
Rolling through fucking schools, daycares, fucking everywhere. Just dual beaver cleavers, the beaver cleaver steamer, both hands in the face, hacking and chopping Chinese style. Beijing, China, about 5 to 6 men armed with knives and the beaver cleavers rushed into a college dormitory in southern China on Wednesday, wounding 9 students, one of them seriously. Super seriously here. Why? What's wrong, China? Again, why is this happening? Like, this is out of fucking hand. And all of these murders or assaults, they're all done with meat cleavers. Like, it's just one copying the next. It's art imitating life, imitating weird little Chinese dudes with Wally Beaver cleavers, imitating art. Just, when will it end?
Never.
China is a bloodbath. Thank you.
Thank you for giving me something to think about.
The pre-dawn incident is the latest in a series of knife attacks in the country in recent weeks. The men burst into a dormitory in the Anus Institute of Science and Technology in Anus Province and hacked away at anyone they came across. One student had his hand cut off while 8 others suffered varying degrees of injuries. Now, do you think I'm picturing dude with the beaver cleaver bringing it down and the kid just second nature puts up his arm to block?
Probably.
Whoomp, there goes your hand. I didn't have my +5 fucking wrist guards of justice to ching, ching, chong, ching, chow, chon, chan, ching, chang, ching. That's what it sounds like when they fight. The attack differed slightly from other recent attacks in that the victims were college students this time. Usually, they're like little kids, right? Like kindergartners, preschool, that kind of shit. Maybe they were getting bored. That's like playing Grand Theft Auto with cheat codes. It's like, we're going to try something a little more challenging. Let's do the college. I'm done hacking up preschoolers. It's just no fun.
All right.
I've killed
them
all.
I'm down for that. Let's go.
last week, a man was sentenced to death for attacking 29 kindergarten students and 3 teachers with a knife. Also last week, a man with a kitchen cleaver hacked 7 kindergarten students and a teacher to death at a school in northwest China before heading home to commit suicide. So
awesome.
Not doing so hot in China. I don't know what the fuck. Like, what, honestly, what could be causing that?
Maybe too much anime.
Is that it? They're like...
Yeah, they're watching all that awesome, like, fucking Bleach anime and like DBZ and like,
maybe it's that added with what the Chinese government puts in the water.
Maybe.
Makes them crazy. They think they're fighting crazy tentacle sex monsters when it's really just a bunch of kindergartners.
Maybe, dude. Or they could be watching too much, like Full Metal or like, you know, like all this awesome fight scenes and stuff.
I could see that.
Oh, man. What's that other one called? Fucking.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Red Fox says anime is Japan, not China. Get your facts straight.
Yeah, come but you on. Don't think it's over there, too? Come on. Are you serious? They gotta be watching it, too.
Wow. How could you make that mistake?
They gotta be watching
that
it, too.
That is a rookie mistake.
They are watching it, too.
Babe, episode 350, and you're confusing Chinese anime with Japan. I mean, come on. Rookie mistake.
You, I didn't even. Oh,
moving on. Let's talk about LSD and testicles.
All right, okay? I can do that.
The use of the drug LSD, or commonly referred to as acid, appears to be increasing, especially among young adults in Arcata, according to the Arcata Police Department. They came out with a press release, being all like, "Yo, stop tripping." The kids are like, "Sorry, we live in Arcata. It sucks." I don't even know. Where is Arcata? A-R-C-A-T-A, if anyone in the chat can look that up. Again, going back
Arcadia?
To what I said, put this fucking state and city of your paper on your fucking...
Arcadia?
A-R-C-A-T-A, Arcata.
Okay, I have no idea.
Okay, so, on April 18th, officers responded to a residence to assist the Arcata Mad River Ambulance with a 31-year-old male subject who had just castrated himself, okay?
Okay.
Now, I've tripped my balls off. I've never cut my balls off while tripping, but I've tripped my balls off. And I've never looked down at my nuts and been like, "Sorry, guys, this has been cool, but y'all gotta go." And then fucking... Ah! My nuts!
That would not be good.
Fuck,
dude.
You know why I did it? Do you know why I did it?
So his balls were like some kind of flesh-eating monster or something.
You're pretty fucking right on. The medical...
They were
going to
attack his body and take over.
Pretty much. Medical personnel and officers were unable to locate the subject's nuts. He later told them that he flushed them down the toilet as he feared they contained monsters. Which, if you think about it, our nuts do kind of contain monsters.
Yeah,
if I bust,
clones of you.
If I bust my nuts into your fucking vagina,
it will create
it will
a
create monster. Fucking A, it will. The victim, who police say had a Tennessee address, was with several friends when he began to experience negative feelings. See, that's when you need your Bob there, your bees.
Yeah, you need
your
friend.
To be like, yo.
Yo, you're okay.
I'm not your girlfriend. Stop trying to kiss me. Everything is cool, okay? Just chill. He was dropped off at this place where they ended up finding him at. Quote, "We just thought it was an isolated incident," said the police chief. He said calls to aid people having a bad experience with LSD or psilocybin mushrooms, thejamhole.com/haztech, are not uncommon. But a flurry of subsequent incidents represent an unusual surge in LSD-related calls for service. Now, again, I've tripped my fucking balls off. And I've needed to call a brother here and there. I've never tried to be like, "I'm gonna call 911, because this is an emergency, man! My balls have monsters in them, man! I'm freaking out, man."
You know what's going to be great?
You are freaking out.
You know what's going to be great? It's now that guy can say, "I tripped my balls off."
He can. He fucking can.
And it, you know what? That's going to be
and
a weird story later.
And then I flushed them down the toilet.
That's
going to
be a good story later. You know, I tripped so hard on some acid that I actually cut my own testicles off.
"Daddy, why am I adopted? Well, honey, back when your dad was 31 and just loving life, he took some LSD, and then he thought his balls had monsters in them, so he cut them off, and then he flushed them down the toilet."
Oh.
It's like some Evil Dead shit, dude. His hand all like, this is nuts, dude. Ugh. It was his nuts! If any part of my body was to turn against me and holler out mutiny, it would have to be my nuts.
Probably.
Unfucking.
At least you can still use your dick. It wouldn't be worth a shit, but.
Charlie Clown, thank you. He says, Arcata is city adjacent to the Arcata Bay, northern portion of Humboldt Bay in Humboldt County, California.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. So, yeah, I don't know why. What do you think would happen to cause such a insurgence of these hallucination-causing drugs? Like, all of a sudden, or now are people just going too far with them, and they're having to call the cops? Because, like, I've tripped so many, hundreds of thousands of times I've tripped. I've never called the cops, never had a problem. So, in essence, you wouldn't count me as a number, but it's because people are having to call the cops so many times, right? That they're being like, holy shit, there's a ton of people tripping balls here.
Charlie Clown says, have you ever taken a good look at your nuts? They move on their own.
Fucking
And you are
A.
so right, because I sat there and watched his nuts a few times.
She was
and
tripping.
They just moved.
She was tripping on that the other night.
I was like,
oh
dude,
God.
They move up by themselves.
Oh God.
Like, cut it out.
Your nuts totally moved. Stop
creepy.
Doing that. I can't suck them when they're moving all over the place. Quit
anyway,
it.
But maybe they're doing more acid because
life
other drugs
sucks.
Aren't there.
Or that.
Maybe they're
you took
have
away,
a drought of something
you,
else.
You took away all of our pot, so now we're dropping acid. We eat acid like we used to smoke pot. And my friend lost his nuts because they were monsters. Oh, that's
God,
so amazing
that would
to
suck.
Me. On May 8th, a 21-year-old male subject took LSD and wandered away from his residence. He left his shoes, adequate clothing, and cell phone behind and did not tell anyone where he was going. You know why?
I'm going to cut my balls off.
Because he had no fucking clue where he was going. I mean, come on, man. You just wander when you're tripping. That's all. He wandered around the forest for days while conserving.
He did wander.
I've tripped some fucking shit up in some forest, man. But I've always come back home, dude.
Dude.
Really?
I would start to get scared. Like,
day three and I'm still tripping, dude. I'm not coming back from this one. Fuck.
Well, dude, like, even at my parents' house when I would smoke pot and I'd go outside at night, if I sat there long enough, I would start to freak myself out because
oh,
of
yeah,
all the
your
weird
mind.
Noises and stuff.
Especially out there, especially.
Dude, I would, like, be just sitting there and totally fine and calm and everything, and then my mind would start working over on itself.
All right.
And then I'd freak out so hard that I, like, had to book it back to the door because I thought something was after my ass, you know?
Your mind will start tripping you out like that. All it takes is that thought, especially when you're hallucinating, because you're already in an open state of suggestive consciousness where any little, the tiniest thing could just set off this whole snowball effect of, you know, a bad trip, and next thing you know, you're in the hospital, sans your nuts. So.
Huh.
Talking about moving your dick, MDS says, Charlie, that's the cremasteric muscle. Matt taught us about that muscle a few eps back. Yeah, that was quite a while ago. I remember that.
I have no idea.
So, yeah, they finally, the guy returned a couple days later after wandering around. Then the next day, officers responded to the Mad River Hospital to assist with a combative 19-year-old male subject who was undergoing flashbacks. Now, I have a hard time with this. I almost want to say flashbacks are bullshit because I should have some massive flashbacks. And people are always like, oh, it's when you crack your back and it releases. No, it doesn't.
Bullshit.
I think that's a deeper-seated problem psychologically. And they just say, oh, I did acid, so there's the correlation. It must be because of that. I don't think so, because I've done so much acid, and I've never had a flashback. I crack my back, you know, when it needs to be cracked. And there's nothing like that. So, I don't know. And granted, that's just one person, but it seems like, how is that possible? How does the acid stay that long in your system? Like, I don't know. I don't
see.
I
have no idea, dude.
I don't have a chemistry degree. I'm not making acid, thank you. But, you know. So, yeah, he had flashbacks. The subject had ingested LSD 2 weeks ago. Today, officers found him standing in the field being held by three friends who are attempting to get him into the emergency room. The friends were requesting police assistance and wanted their friend to get help. The officers detained the subject and held him for psychiatric evaluation by Humboldt County Mental Health. And yeah, for sure, I would be interested to see what his psych eval came back as saying.
Yeah, because absolutely.
I don't know. I have a hard time with that. And then last night, officers responded to an 18-year-old male subject who was under the influence of LSD, throwing himself on the ground in the middle of the street. He was obviously arrested and taken to jail.
Okay.
Also that same night, officers from UPD, whatever that is, arrest a subject who was on LSD. Officers from the Arcata Police Department also had two additional contacts with unrelated subjects undergoing flashbacks. Both were cared for by friends and family. One subject was taken out of the area and back home by his family. The Arcata Police Department would like to remind you that the effects of LSD are extremely unpredictable, especially if you're a huge pussy. Many LSD users experience flashbacks long after initially using the drug. Bullshit. It is difficult to determine how long the effects of the LSD will last. About 8 to 12 hours. Unless you take more than 5 hits, then plan on a couple days. The physical effects include dilated pupils, higher body temperature, increased heart rate and blood pressure, swaying, loss of appetite, sleeplessness, dry mouth, tremors, wanting to have freaky deaky weird sex, and cutting your balls off. Some LSD users experience severe, terrifying thoughts and feelings, fear of losing control, fear of insanity and death, and despair while using LSD. Some fatal accidents have occurred during states of LSD intoxication. You know what? Some fatal events have also occurred during states of alcohol intoxication. Just
or
saying.
Actually, in states of being sober.
Some fatal accidents have occurred during states of talking on the cell phone and driving. Just saying.
Just saying.
Should we stop making cell phones or cars? I don't know. Not LSD, that's for sure. We need more of that shit. I need to figure out the motherfucking Stargate for sure.
I don't want none of that shit ever.
Stargate?
No,
oh,
LSD.
Say, bite your tongue, woman. Fuck, dude. Oh, man, we almost just broke up again. Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Don't do that to me, babe. Come on. All right, well, got a couple more stories for you. This one's kind of stupid. I'm not gonna.
Okay.
Apparently, in Saudi Arabia, you're not allowed to hang out with a chick unless you're married to her. And there's cops going around arresting people for that. And this chick, like, beat up a cop. So she's probably dead. She's dead now, needless to say. Here in San Francisco, not here, but here, in Frisco, a tourist, this is kind of weird, a tourist walking along the scenic waterfront with his niece found a suitcase by the rocks. Inside that suitcase, care to wager?
Dead baby.
No.
Damn it.
Dead chick. There was like a leg just kind of hanging out, if you know what I mean.
Good job, guys. Suitcase. You're actually supposed to hack that shit up and put it in the suitcase.
Weird,
completely.
Right? Like,
you don't just leave an arm or leg or any kind of appendage hanging out of the suitcase, okay? That's how you get caught.
Hand. Thank you, Mike. Quote, we have a body in a suitcase right now. What we're doing is the body is being transported back to the medical examiner's office. You never get used to something like this. Someone went ahead and put the body in a suitcase and hoped that it was going to go down in the bay. Now, you're a CSI. You're CSI Whitten. CSI Lee. Head.
Kay.
Master. CSI Lee.
I'm senior, though.
That's fine. I'm still master
of
the universe.
Cool. I hired you, bitch.
Okay. Well, I just took your job. So.
Dude, I'm Grissom. Fuck off.
Don't make me be Eckley. He's such a dick. But I will pull rank if I have to.
That's bullshit.
What do you
dude?
Do? Water completely damages any kind of, you know, trace evidence, usually any fingerprints, usually stuff like that, unless, you know, it's embedded in the skin. But a waterlogged body is kind of shitty to deal with.
Well, you cut the finger off.
Well, obviously.
And you take a little sharp thing and get all the way around it, so you just get
right,
the skin off.
For...
And you put it in your own finger, and then you do a little fingerprint thing, and it works. Or dental records. That works, too.
Is that really my mom in the chat? Mafia mom? She says, 350. Congratulations. Amazing. Mom is so proud of you both. Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
Oh, God.
You know what feels really good?
What?
Being able to tell your parents that you do a podcast.
Yeah, that is
Do you know what that's
nice.
Like?
Yeah,
Can you
I know
tell
what
your
that's like.
Parent, how old are you again?
24.
21?
Yeah.
I thought you were 21.
Not young
Where
and
did
dumb.
I hear that from? But you can tell your parents, like, you're not scared of telling your parents what you do because
hey,
they'll
Mom,
totally
hey, Dad,
not,
I do a podcast. Not be happy with that. Huh. You guys have known that for a year
me too.
Now.
Interesting.
Yeah, well.
I'd feel really weird if I was, like, 35 and I had to hide that from them, you know?
You shouldn't have to hide anything from your parents.
I know, if they're your parents, like,
and you're an adult.
Real. Well, yeah.
Look at Manson, okay?
Right.
Take that for an example.
Does your dad have a train room?
That was his grandfather, by the way.
Oh, right. Okay. So
anyway.
Yeah, they said the body was there for quite a while. It was found around 9 a.m. They found the suitcase floating in the water. There was a suitcase floating. My niece saw it first. We looked at it for a few minutes and then started walking. We told one of the people who was working at the pier that there was a suitcase floating in the water. It just looks suspicious to me, especially, you know,
with the appendage hanging out.
Yeah, right. They then ran to a nearby waterfront fire station and alerted authorities. The firefighters quickly got to the scene, climbed down to the rocks, checked it out. They pulled it from the water, or they tried to, he said, but it was really heavy. He opened it, and I think I saw a leg. It made my skin crawl. They told me to take my niece away, and it was a horrible feeling. Fortunately, she didn't see anything. Well, that's thank the good Lord that your niece didn't see a dead body in the suitcase.
Yeah.
Does your niece have the internet?
How old is the niece?
Young.
Because I saw a dead body when I was pretty young.
Yeah.
Kind of fucked me up for life, but
well,
whatever.
Yeah, what do you do? I think it gets you ready.
That's why the way I am the way I am. So
Amham
whatever.
Says, my mom is an Amham show fan. Fact. Not like my mom, but his mom.
That's key to a successful podcast, I believe.
That's right. That is key. Family.
Anyway, so dead body in a suitcase.
Yeah, shit happens, right?
That's pretty cool.
All right, last story for tonight. This lady, she's a 35-year-old lady, young mother. She died after doctors repeatedly failed to find a 6-inch long toilet brush handle embedded in her
vagina.
What's that? The
butthole.
Right,
vagina.
Right. The in the back. The
taint.
The no, but above that.
Butthole.
Right. Yeah, that one.
I said butthole.
Right. I said yeah. It was in the butthole.
Why are you making weird fucking...
Some weird dirty word to say. My mom's listening, you know, I just...
Butthole, butthole.
Thank you.
Butthole.
Thank you.
Butthole, anus.
You want to talk about
rectum.
A blowjob? Cindy Corin, 35, was left with the bizarre injury after a drunken fall in a friend's bathroom back in 05. Hey, why are you limping? I got this injury from back in 05. Oh, what happened? Play football? Yeah, no.
I
was
fell
drunk.
On something.
Where is there a fucking toilet brush just hanging out that you fell on and got up your ass? Like,
and
where?
Why
what?
Didn't you get it out?
Right? The doctors didn't see it because I have a big fat ass.
Probably.
Really? She was twice seen by hospital staff in the aftermath of the incident, and an X-ray was carried out. Who did it? X-ray cat? I mean, what the fuck? You didn't see a toilet brush?
Right.
But an inquest heard it took Mrs. Corton of Sleaford, Lincolnshire, 2 years. Oh, well, they're British. Maybe that's why. 2 years to convince doctors that the handle was lodged in flesh of her bottom. By then, what should have been a routine procedure to remove it had become much more dangerous because the handle had become embedded in her pelvis. Right? Totally.
She didn't get some kind of like weird infection.
Yeah,
that?
She died from... You know, the ironic thing about it is that the toilet brush is there to keep your bathroom clean so you don't get nasty diseases. And then shit, like, it killed her in the end. The thing that you use to keep clean killed you. That's awesome.
That's disgusting, dude. That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah. I mean, doctor's fault? I mean, you shouldn't have fell and got this up your ass in the first place.
Did she, like... fall naked
thinking,
or did it
right,
bust through her pants?
That's
or what?
Weird, right? I'm thinking she was fucking herself with it. It got stuck. She was embarrassed and was like, I fell. I was
probably
drunk. I was so drunk. My ass hurt. After two unsuccessful operations back in 07, she underwent further, much riskier surgery and then died from massive blood loss at the hospital after a 10-hour operation.
Wow, dude.
Fuck, dude. I can beat
Who's
the whole...
Who's stuck paying that bill?
Yeah, nobody, no. I can beat the whole Operation game in under 10 hours. I mean, come on. I can do it in 10 minutes. I should be a doctor. Fuck.
That sucks.
That does suck.
You should have went to the hospital when you did it and have them yank that thing out.
You should
have
grabbed...
I've seen a list of what doctors have pulled out of anuses in a course of a year. And you know what? It's weirder shit than a toilet brush handle.
You know what? It probably... Why didn't she just grab the doctor's hand, like you do sometimes to me, and you're like, here, like this, and show him. That's
it's
all.
It's right here. I can touch it.
It's right here, dummy. Not
let,
over
let me
there.
Push, and the edge will
that's,
pop out.
That's something. That's a completely different body part. It's over here, you
yeah,
idiot.
Yeah.
Really.
Wrong hole.
Yeah. God, if I had
Yoshi,
a quarter,
Yoshi,
if I had a nickel every time I heard that one, right?
Ooh.
I mean, fuck. Recording a narrative verdict, coroner Stuart Fisher criticized the doctor who first examined her at the hospital. Thank you.
You're
Despite
welcome.
Being told what had happened, simply had an X-ray. He simply had an X-ray taken, which revealed nothing. It appears the doctor did not seek a second opinion. My view is that this failure to pursue further medical inquiries at this stage was a very serious error on his part. Ergo, cha-ching! Someone's getting paid.
Yeah, but she just...
She died, but
just
someone...
Just lived for, like, 2 years with that?
Two uncomfortable-as-fuck years with
you gotta
that.
You got to be like, yo, there's something wrong. You take another X-ray from a different angle or something because this is uncomfortable as hell. You know what? It feels like there's a long
would
handle
you know,
in my ass.
You would know if there was something up your ass, right?
Yeah.
So do you think she was just
like... I would
like,
sit really straight.
It would feel like there was something in your ass. It wouldn't just be like, oh, I have a hemorrhoid or something. Like, this particular sensation feels specifically like something up my ass. You would know that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I kind of blame her. But maybe the doctor should have peeked around a little better. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe she was a really big woman.
Well, I don't know. She doesn't really look, but you never know. It could be the MySpace angle. But yeah, that sucks. She's probably going to get some bank, so... Yeah,
she's dead.
Well, excuse me. Her family is probably going to get some bank. But yeah, that'll about do it for episode 350.
350!
Fuck yeah, bitches.
Woo!
I got a few voicemails here.
Yay!
You guys can always leave us some messages.
Woo!
406-204-4687.
Woo!
I hate you.
Yay.
First voicemail.
Hi. It's the Abham. I tell you, today's show makes me feel all gay inside. Happy 360, you hotties.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm going to play this next one because it's from him also, and I just... Yes.
Yeah, it's gay Abham. All this thing's full circle, 360. Happy 350, motherfuckers. Love ya. Later.
Gay Abham.
What a fag.
He sounded so sad. So ashamed and disgusted with
himself. Like, why did I even
Charlie Clown says, I feel violated.
Me too.
Gay
That's the second time I've listened to that.
Gay Ham here. All right. I think this is the last one.
Hey, happy birthday, Jam Hole.
Yes!
Woo!
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 Woo! Okay, that was it. Thank you
that
for
it?
That.
Okay.
So yeah, 406-204-4687. Feel free to leave us messages, and we will play along with them, just like we did
just
there.
Just like that.
We will lie to you. We will cheat. We will steal. We will scratch, scream, and kick and pull hair until we are at the top of this podcast mount.
There's a lot of hair to pull.
Until I'm a pod master.
A lot of faces to scratch.
All of the pod people.
Like a dungeon master?
Yes, but
fag,
who gets laid
fag,
a little more.
Fag,
just a little.
Fag. Anyway.
By his man girlfriend. All right, well, I did want to mention, last thing, the forums.
Forums.
About that.
You guys don't use it, so you guys don't get it anymore.
You don't use it, you lose it. Right. A long time ago, 26 made us forum because we didn't have message boards. I was not in the mood at all to have forums, for one, because there's comments on each show note post. You can just use that. But he's like, every podcast needs forums. So he set us up Ning. We've been using that ever since. Apparently, next month, Ning is dropping their free site. They are going to focus all of their server power, whatever, to the paying customers, which they said was more than the free customers, which I think was bullshit, but, you know, whatever. So they want you to pay money now, basically, which, okay, I understand it's a business. That's fine. Excuse me. They want $2.95 a month for the very base thing, which would be fine, but that cuts off at 150 members. We have more than that, so fuck that. Now, the next plan up is like $20 a month, and that'll, you know, pretty much give you everything.
But
$20 a fucking month for fucking forums. I'm sorry. You guys can go fuck yourselves. So, if you guys really want message boards, which we don't need it. It's Web 2.0. Everyone's social networking. There's a billion fucking ways you can get a hold of us. If you want to discuss the show, you can use the show note comment thing. You can email info@thejamhole.com. You can leave messages, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr posters, Facebook groups. There's all that shit. Like, I don't see a need for you guys to have another account somewhere. Just another thing to log in. It'll end up like Big Mouse forums that it's like full of spam and no one uses it. Like, I don't care. There's so much other shit online, we don't need a forums. But we can, if you guys want, we can install our own, and that's fine. I'll do it if you guys want it. But I'm not going to do it unless people are like, we want this. So just a heads up, all the pictures that are on the forums, I don't know what's going to happen to those. Mine and hers are on the TwitPic account and on thejamhole.com/pics.
Right.
I always upload to Facebook, mobile uploads, to the TwitPic, and to the forums. So you can find all those pictures there. As far as what other people have uploaded, I don't know. I don't know where all that information goes. Probably just into the ether. They'll take it. They'll get whatever information they need out of it, and then they'll toss it. So that's that. But they don't ever get used except when we're doing contests and stuff. Like, we communicate, us and our fans. We use Twitter. We use Facebook. We use our cell phones. Like, there's other ways to communicate than sitting on a message board. And I get it. If I started this show 5 years ago when some of the more popular shows started, you needed a message board. You needed a forum. And like I said, for the Hotbox, we'll have a message board for that show because we're building a community locally. And we need a place everyone can get together, and it's somewhat secure and private, and we can all share ideas and talk. That's cool. The Jam Hole doesn't fucking need one. Let's be honest. You guys can get a hold of us any fucking way you want.
Come on. I just had a fan call me right before the show.
Right.
On my
personal cell
number. If you want our
cell number, there it is. But I'm just saying, we don't use it like most other people do. Like, we're not like that. We're different, I think. So, I don't know. We interact
fans
here
are our slang for friends here.
Right. We interact in our Facebook news feed or our Twitter feed, stuff like that. We don't need to check the forums once a day and see who's talking shit about what and who's posting a picture of this or that. Like, you know, it seems unnecessary. So that's where we stand with that. Charlie Clown says we need secret Dakota rings. I fully agree with that.
You buy them, we will wear them.
So. That's that. Thank you guys so fucking much. 350 episodes over 2 years in this podcast game. You sick of it yet?
Nope.
Me, kind of, but whatever.
Do I need to find a new co-host?
Wouldn't that be weird?
Do I need to go and call Braden or somebody to come co-host with me?
That would be pretty awesome.
I'll do the show as long as you post it and make the notes. How's that?
MM says, I'm outside the Jam Hole studio in the limo taking them out for drinks.
All right, we'll be down.
How
in
fucking
10.
Crazy would that be if we walked outside and he was out there? That would be awesome. All right, but yeah, thank you guys so much for being with us this long. It's been a blast. I look forward to 350 more episodes, and, you know, who knows what else. We'll be rapping tomorrow night, Grizzly Jacks. If you guys are local, definitely come check it out. 8 o'clock is when you can probably get there. We usually start rapping around 10 or 11 o'clock, then dance contest, drunk girls, hot, sexy dancing, all that good shit. It'll be fun. Up at Grizzly Jackson Big Fork, thejamhole.com/YouTube. If you want to see a video of us rapping up there, see what it's like. There's a commercial we made on there also you can check out. Thejamhole.com/pics. That's where all our pictures are for our galleries. You can check out us and, you know, where we live and what we do and our parties and all that cool stuff. /pics/Twitter/Facebook/Danny. That's our Twitters and Facebooks and /MySpace.
Everything.
That's right. It's all there. So other than that, we'll see you guys Friday for 351. Thank you.
Later.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.